Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage, where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Weichach. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I think I have a great episode on tap for today. I think what we're starting to see in real estate is that this market's starting to change, right? And look, inventory's going up. Houses are staying on the market a little bit longer. We're starting to see fewer and fewer houses go into multiple offer situations. We're starting to see houses sell for under list price. So we really had a tremendous seller's market, but now that shift is starting to happen, and we're starting to see the buyers are starting to have some advantages for the first time, honestly, in years. But it's important to know, even though the shift is starting to go in the buyer's favor a little bit, it's the very, very early part of that shift. And even though it's not the market it was even a year ago, it's still very much a seller's market. But if you're selling, what are some things that you can do to still ensure that you're going to have a great result, meaning your house is going to sell quickly and it's going to sell near, at, or hopefully even a little bit over the list price? Well, there's a couple things you could do. And right now we're going to talk about what I think you really have to pay more attention to now, definitely than you did just a few years ago, because buyers are going to start nitpicking a little bit more than they have been. So the first thing that I like to do is I say, if you're listing your house right now, you really need to pay attention to your curb appeal and try to enhance that any way possible. Let's be honest, guys, first impressions matter. They do, all right? So great landscaping, a clean exterior, a fresh look, it goes a long way to setting the tone. There should be some wow factor to your home in the driveway, right? Soon as the buyer pulls up, they look at it and they go, wow, this place looks great. I can't wait to see the inside. So curb appeal, it's a big one. Another thing you could do right now, staging. Professional staging kind of went away. And what I'm going to tell you is it's coming back. Staging is coming back. It was one thing that people were looking to cut costs because they thought, well, geez, I don't have to stage my home. I put it on the market and in 3 days it sells. I think those days are pretty much over. So with that being said, I think you have to pay a lot of attention to staging your home. It doesn't have to be with a professional stager. You can use the furniture that you already have. The key that you want to think about when it comes to staging is declutter and clean. It's so important, all right? Limit what you have on the countertops. Make sure the floors look great. Make sure that there's not, you know, it your house doesn't look full, right? It shouldn't look full. Should be space. There should be cleanliness. That's what we're looking for when we stage a house, and I think that will result in a positive outcome for you. Another thing you may want to do is consider some repairs and upgrades prior to listing your home. New fixtures, a fresh coat of paint. I'm telling you, paint is magic in real estate. And I don't know if people pay enough attention to it, but a fresh coat of paint can do so much for your house. Modern appliances, new appliances. You know, we're coming up soon to my favorite time to buy appliances, those Black Friday sales, right? Where they say, hey, we'll sell you a refrigerator, dishwasher, stove, microwave, all one price, and you get a great deal on those. Take advantage of those if you're looking to sell your house and put brand new appliances in. You'll get that money back. And another thing that you may want to consider as well, you might want to consider a pre-listing inspection. Granted, buyers do inspections all the time, but if you do your own pre-listing inspection, you're going to know the things that most buyers will point out anyway. If you can get in front of that, whenever you have a chance to be proactive instead of reactive when selling your house, it works in your favor. So you may want to consider a pre-listing home inspection as well. I always talk about this. But when you're selling your house, you've got to price it right. Overpricing your home right now during this shifting market, and really it's going to get worse as each day passes for home sellers. If you overprice your home right now, you are setting yourself up for a disaster. You need to pay attention to the comps and you need to set a realistic sales price. To be quite honest with you guys, you're better off to list it 2% low than 10% high, because 2% low is probably going to generate multiple offers. 10% high might limit offers. That's going to be a problem for you. Make sure you're pricing it right. Still have to talk about professional photography. If you are going to work with the listing agent and they pull out their cell phone to take their pictures, you might want to consider at least talking to someone else about listing your home. If you have a home, it should be photographed by someone who is a professional photographer. It's just that simple. If that listing agent is willing to do video, even better. Videos get tremendous engagement on social media, and it provides buyers with a true feel of what your house looks like. Right now, I don't list homes unless I have professional photography and an A+ listing video to go along with it. And I'm telling you, do one of those videos and take a look at the interaction, take a look at the views that you get on social media. You'll be blown away. So if you're a seller, you want your realtor to be doing those things for you. One of the most important things, and I know this causes some hurt feelings too, you have to be flexible with your showings. When you list your house, it's important to know that you might experience some level of inconvenience. Just be prepared for that. Nobody wants to see a house in the listing description where they say it can only be shown on Tuesday nights and Sunday mornings. Well, you know, if you want as many people as possible to see your house, be prepared to show your house almost all the time. It's just that simple. The more people that see it, the better chance you have at selling it. Be flexible with the showings. I'm also going to encourage you to have an open house. Open houses are back. People look forward to going out and taking a look at your property. There's nothing wrong with getting as many buyers through at the same time. If you have buyers at your house at the same time and they both like it, and one thinks the other one might be making an offer, that's how you end up in multiple offer situations, or that's how you end up with an offer that's pretty much at or near or even over asking price. And again, that's what we're looking for. And you know, the simplest form to make sure that as a seller you can win in this shifting market: hire an A+ realtor, hire an absolute professional. All the things that I talked about in this episode are the things that outstanding realtors do. It's what I do. It's what the people on my team do. And it's why we continue to have tremendous success in pretty much every market we're in. But I can't stress enough how important it is to have a great realtor working for you. They'll help you. They'll guide you with things that can be done. They'll help you set an appropriate price. They'll negotiate on your behalf. And I'm telling you now, they're worth every penny. They'll make this job so much easier for you. So that's all for today. You can still win as a seller as this market shifts, as long as you take the right steps. I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.